So what did we discuss over the past couple of days, and what are your first steps you can take, or maybe you already have taken this stuff, to integrate in the end this information? So my whole goal is that you're actually going to do something by watching these videos. You know, there's enough information out there. You can, you know, check everything, you know, on YouTube, whatever. But my goal is for you to take action. And that's why I try to kind of like not dummy down, but I try to make everything as simple as possible. So the first thing, the least thing that you want to do after watching all these videos is to keep a journal. So you want to write down how you're feeling at this moment in as much detail as possible. So you want to write all these things down, you know, as specifically as you can actually, and divide them into the category sleep, physical energy, focus, motivation, body, spirituality, and emotions. And you want to ask yourself a couple of questions that can help you. Like, what do you feel? What have you learned? What wins did you get? What was difficult throughout the day? You know, what have you done throughout the day? And how did you feel about the specific things that you've done? So while journaling, you also want to do this energy analysis that we talked about. You want to look at things that drain energy from your life and the things that actually give you energy. So you want to give yourself 20 to 30 minutes to just write down whatever comes up for, you know, for this topic. You want to, you know, you want to write something down daily from now on. Try to at least integrate this journaling into your life, and you are going to see that it has a big effect on your awareness. And this is, you know, what's very important. And it's going to have a big impact on the intention, which how you experience actually your daily life. So next up, I think it's very logical to look at your food, about your nutrition. Healthy, you know, nutritious food raises your vibration. So how can you make sure that you eat more of the good stuff and less of the bad stuff? It's as simple as not bringing unhealthy food into your home, actually. But at the same time, making sure that you have something available for you. Ideally, something that you prepare yourself that serves as a delicious alternative to maybe the, you know, the sweet tooth that you have. You understand that homemade food has a higher vibration than packaged food from a factory. So you want to prepare your meals with love. You want to eat them with enjoyment. You want to make sure that your mouth, like, it has saliva, and you want to make sure that it looks good and that you truly kind of like, you know, savor them. There it goes again. And even if you're eating something that may not be the healthiest, at least if you do that, you want to make sure that you truly enjoy it and that you don't feel guilt about it. What you can do very easily is bless your food. You know, a small change with a big impact on your body. So take a moment to be present with the meal that you're about to eat. You know, be grateful for this meal and make sure that you get enough electrolytes in your body, because they are very important. Now, next up, you want to check your sleep, because sleep is one of the biggest influences on your vibration. It's during sleep that you connect with multiple dimensions. So sleep plays a major role in manifestation. So what you want to do is you want to enjoy a dark room. You know, if you don't have blackout curtains, get them. You want to have, you know, a room with as little noise as possible. Then you want to create a sleep routine where you go to bed and wake up at the same time every day. You know, try to at least do this, that you have, you know, some stability in your life. You want to avoid blue light as much as possible before bedtime, and you want to make sure you get enough physical activity so that you're genuinely tired and you can fall asleep quickly. Well, if you still have trouble falling asleep and you've been lying awake for 20 minutes in your bed, you want to get up, lie on a hard floor for 50 minutes, try meditation, and then get back into your bed so your body understands that this is actually the place for sleep, not the hard floor, in your comfortable bed. But please make sleep a priority, because your vibration is going to thank you. If you want to experience something extra in your sleep, you're going to want to try to introduce, for example, a lucid dream. So then what you want to do is you want to move more. You want to do both explosive sports, which I call kind of like masculine energy sports, such as soccer or tennis, you know, weightlifting, gym, that kind of stuff. And you want to do a mix with that. You want to mix it up with calm sports, which carry more kind of like feminine energy, like yoga or tai chi or qigong. And by combining these two types of activities, you bring balance to your body. And this balance is good for your vibration. And this stuff, actually, I picked up from a guy who's called himself the Certified Health Nut. It's a pretty interesting guy to watch. He's kind of like 60-something and looks amazing. So next up, you want to cut out energy drainers. And energy drainers have a massive impact on your vibration. And once you cut them out, you are going to feel a lot better. And it's not always going to be easy, especially if the energy drainer or vampire is somebody that you've known for a long time. But understand that it's very possible, and it's also not a crime, that you can grow apart, that interest can change, and that it takes energy to keep interacting with somebody who only wants to pull you basically down to their comfortable vibration. Then to get things done and work at the best way possible, you want to enter flow state. So your brain functions 10 times better in flow state. And you can reach this by first completing small tasks and checking them off, you know, from your to-do list, and then moving on to your main flow state task. And binaural beats can actually help you enter this flow state faster. So this was actually a very short summary of what we have discussed over the past few days. It's pretty good, right? If you do all these things, imagine how good you are going to feel. So the question right now is, what do you want to integrate into your life? What is the, you know, very first step that you can take? At the very least, again, I think you can keep a journal. And from your journal, you can write down which aspects of what I just mentioned you want to implement first. I would say go with the sleep, because it will generate the biggest impact in your life. And after that, I would say try working in a flow state and getting things done. It will make you feel very good about yourself. Then focus on improving your diet and start going for a short walk outside every other day, for example, to do some moving. You wouldn't believe how much better you're going to feel by just doing these few things. And feeling good, again, is the key to a higher vibration and to manifest everything you want. You need to keep this good stuff, you know, this uptrending spiral. You need to, you know, give it some motion. You need to take some action here. So I wish you very good luck with your integration, and I will talk to you tomorrow in a new module about how important your thoughts are for your vibration. Thank you so much for watching this integration day, where we just kind of like went over everything that we did in the past couple of days. Give yourself a tap on the shoulder if you, a pat on the shoulder, or how you say it in English. If you watched all of these videos, if you are ready to implement this stuff in your life for higher vibration, and I will talk to you tomorrow.